glory
Blog
to God.
Talk Radio.
In the name of
God. Welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio. We are here with Pastor Williams on the Lifeline. Glory, we're just excited to have all of you join us. Come as we join Pastor Williams live on the Lifeline. God bless, and let's just join in without making any noise and just join in with him. God bless you.
Glory.
We're glad to have all of you with us.
Father, we give praise to you. Father, we give praise to you. Father, we give praise to you. Father, we give praise to you.
Yes,
we have not pressed into you, Lord. We have not really pressed into you. We've prayed mediocre prayers. We've prayed mediocre prayers, and it have not caused any demon to scurry. We have prayed mediocre prayers that have not moved one devil. We have prayed mediocre prayers, God. And I believe that demons of hell are laughing. Glory to God. But you pray prayers that have moved heaven and earth. You pray prayers that the devil got mad and wanted to kill you. You pray prayers, God, that the devil came out after Jesus and vengeance and wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill Jesus in the boat. They wanted to kill him amongst the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They wanted to kill him with the high priest. They wanted the high priest to get upset with him and have him killed. They wanted the king to have him dead in the name of Jesus. Everyone, hallelujah, was after Jesus. They wanted to kill him, hallelujah, because of the life that he had lived. Oh, glory to God. And on the other hand, Lord, hallelujah, we're comfortable around our enemy. We're comfortable. Our enemies are living comfortable around us. They're living comfortable, hallelujah. No souls are desiring to be saved. No souls are seeking life eternal. No souls are crying out for the living God. No souls are saying, Father, forgive me. Hallelujah. No souls are seeing the light. Hallelujah. And Lord, I only know as a no. Hallelujah. That those who are in our immediate vicinity, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I believe it should be the other way, God, that they should be walking, as the saying goes, on eggshells. Glory to God. For when Jesus met the woman at the well, she was coming to the well to do what she would normally do, draw water. Jesus was sitting at the well waiting. Hallelujah. He had parked himself at the well. Glory to God. Waiting. Hallelujah. And here comes the woman, doing what she would normally do in the name of Jesus, but didn't realize that her time had come, a time of salvation had come in the name of Jesus. And this is the day that will change her generation. This is the day that will change her very life. This is the day that will change her very moment, her family, and the men who was attracted to her. This was that day that will not only change her life, but the life of the citizens around her in the name of Jesus. One man sitting at a strategic point in life, a well, glory to God, where people came to draw water in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And that one set feet at the well changed lives. Father, we have not strategically placed ourselves, hallelujah, at a well that many would come to draw water. We have not strategically placed ourselves, hallelujah, at a threshing floor. We have not strategically placed ourselves, God, hallelujah, at a call center. We have not strategically placed ourselves, and hallelujah, we have not strategically placed ourselves, hallelujah, that would change generation, that would change society, that would change a community in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need your direction. We need you. We need you. We need you. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we need your help. Hallelujah. We need your help. We do. We need your help, God. We need your help. Help us today. Help us today. Help us today, lest we perish. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Help us not to say, hallelujah, for let us go and bury our sick, bury our dead. Let us not say, hallelujah, that we have a loved one who needs to be looked after, and we go to bury them. But, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you have said, follow me. What is that to me? Follow me in the name of Jesus. We need you more than ever. We need you. And, Father, even this time of life, even on our employment, on our jobs, we need you. I need you here in this place. I need you for a turnaround. I need you for new direction. I need you, God. I need you as a beacon of hope. I need you, God. Hallelujah. I need you. I need you. Glory to God. You will intervene if you will step into the corridors of our lives and bless this people. God, look upon these that are on the lifeline. Look on Prophet Gamble and Lady Julie Hagan and their families, and Intercessor Vita and her family, Pastor Gilda and her family, and a ministry and a church, and hallelujah, Minister Marina White and her family, Selena Hodge and family, glory to God, hallelujah, 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 Valerie Dennis and family, Sister Alana and family, in the name of Jesus, glory
yes,
to God. Father, look on all these that are part of this lifeline. Hallelujah. Look on the whole entire lifeline family in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Look on the entire family of Blog Talk Radio in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I don't know them by name, but Father, I pray that you'll look upon them in the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Father, we thank you and we bless you now in the name of the Lord. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, and I love you. I love you more today, hallelujah. I love you more today than we did on yesterday. And we bless you and we pray that you keep us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. God bless all of you who are on the lifeline, who are on the line with us, who have gathered here for prayer. I know I've heard Minister White. God bless you, Minister White. God bless you, Lady Hagan. I've heard your voices on
God
the line.
You.
God bless you. Happy to have you with us on today. In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus. And,
good
and
to
Lady
be here.
Hagan as well. Amen. We thank God for Minister White also being on the line with us. And before you, I'm going to have to come off the line. But Lady Hagan, if you will, and I know that you have connected us with the Blog Talk Radio family.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I know you have connected us with the Blog Talk Radio family. But if you will, beginning, you know, if you will, on a continual basis, send out a request unto them. Let them know that if they desire to be in our prayer request for them to submit their name, there's some movement real sharp in my ear. There's a loud movement real sharp in my ear. Amen. But if you would extend to the Blog Talk family, all of them that listens in on a regular basis, who calls in, or maybe just be called in just today, that if they will get in contact, matter of fact, email through email or by way of a text to your number, that they would give their name. Amen. In all their families' names, so that we can add them to our prayer list. Let them know that we have a prayer list. And I want to say this to all of the listeners on the Lifeline as well as Blog Talk Radio, that we do have a prayer list. We want to pray for you, if you will. And I know that when the Blog Talk is connected with us, with the Lifeline, we do not know how many are listening in. We do not know you by name. But if you will, make plans to write down a certain number that Lady Hagan will give unto you, And I'm going to give you my number, but you will write down your name and send it to that number or text it to my phone number, which I will give you in just a little bit. But text it to us and let us know that you want to add that name to our prayer list, and we will gladly do so. And let us know what to pray for. Just let us know this is, I don't know, I'm just going to make up a name, Bob Johnson, and pray for Bob Johnson's family for this, whatever it is. And submit your prayer request to that number that will be given. You can text it to us, and we'll be glad to place you on our prayer request. And we're going to do this on a regular basis, that every day at some point in the prayer that you will be able to have your name placed on our prayer list. We're going to make our prayer list available on a regular basis. Glory to God. Minister White, are you still there? Minister White, are you still there? Amen. But I do not hear at the moment. But Lady Hagen, are you still there?
Yes, still here. Praise the Lord.
And we're going to have to do some tweaking to our webpage and let the people know that we will if they desire to have their name posted on our website, which is www.lifelineforprayer.com, lifeline4prayer.com. We will post their name on that prayer list, and that we'll be praying for those persons for that week or that month. And so please give us the list of their names so that we can post them and be praying for them. And after a certain period, their name will come off, and we'll, you know, continue to pray for others unless they want it to revolve. But please, Lady Hagen, if you would make that a regular thing, that we'll be able to place their names on our prayer list.
Okay, you certainly will. Yes, you certainly will.
I'm going to have to come off the line. Amen. But I'm going to turn the line into your hands. God bless you. God keep you. Heaven smile upon you. And all that have been with us up until this point, God bless you. God bless you, Blog Talk family. We do desire to get to know you. Amen. We won't do you no harm. Amen. We just want to get to know you, that we will learn how to pray for you for your specific needs. Amen. My number, amen, in America is 912-318-2460. That's 912-318-2460. And you can send me a text and or go to www.lifeline4prayer.com, and we'll be able to place your name on our prayer list. God bless you. Have a blessed day, Lady Hagen. The line is in your hands. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Pastor Williams. We appreciate you, and we appreciate all the family on the Lifeline, and may God forever bless you. And we certainly do appreciate our Blog Talk family, the prayer army on Blog Talk Radio. I'll tell you, God is doing some incredible things, and we do appreciate what the Lord is doing. And as always, we can be reached simply by going to the email. Email us at hourof@aol.com. hourof@aol.com. Or you could simply, for those of you who do not have an email, you could just simply write us our address in care of our Julie Hagen, 229 General Scriven Way, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. Okay, in care of Julie Hagen, 229 General Scriven Way, Suite 214, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. All right, and until tomorrow, same time, same station, should the Lord say the same, we'll look forward to seeing all you again from the Blog Talk family here in the evening at the 6:30 hour as we join the Lifeline. In the meantime, for those of you who are with us on the Lifeline, I believe the next scheduled service is scheduled for the 11:30 hour tonight. So we do invite all of you to join us, and may God forever bless and keep all of you until we meet again. Until then, be blessed.